If the YouTube video sucks, it's because no one's watching it.
That's true. There is no monitoring going on. We are what we would call freeballing.
We're raw dogging it.
We don't even know if the video's rolling. We have no idea.
I mean, there's a red light, so I'm assuming it's on.
Oh,
then or that just means there's no power.
That's true.
What would power the red light then if there's no power?
The battery.
Welcome to another fun-filled episode of Triple Beat Nation Presents
Bacon Bits,
where we promote positivity, empowering self-image, and the three B's everyone needs in their lives.
Babes.
Bacon.
Booze.
Hey!
You're not... I'm Sneaky Pete. You're not the chief.
I'm not the chief. I didn't know we were introducing ourselves yet.
I'm Sneaky Pete along with...
Rockstar.
Andy J.
No shots.
No shots coming from behind the camera.
Wow. Oh, boy.
Swing, bada, 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 swing.
If the YouTube video sucks, it's because no one's watching it.
That's true. There is no monitoring going on. We are what we would call freeballing.
We're raw dogging it.
We don't even know if the video's rolling. We have no idea.
I mean, there's a red light, so I'm assuming it's on.
Oh, then
or that just means there's no power.
That's true.
What would power the red light then if there's no power?
The battery.
What's left of the battery?
Battery. You know, all these people on TikTok keep saying that I sound funny when I talk, and they make fun of me. Like, I was telling them my whole theory on Runda Boots. Like, the cars going around whip up the air and cause all these tornadoes. You know,
they definitely, you know, don't you?
Yeah,
no,
the tornado there.
Oh, yeah, the tornadoes. And
it's a conspiracy theory that roundabouts are causing tornadoes.
Yeah, the Runda Boots cause the tornadoes because people driving around. I mean, think about it.
Years it makes sense.
Before we had all the Runda Boots, we didn't have a lot of tornadoes.
That's true.
I see where you're going with this.
I'm pretty sure we still had a lot of tornadoes,
not a lot,
not up here.
Yeah,
until the Runda Boots came around.
Yeah.
Well, I think when the movie came out, then we had a lot of tornadoes too. So maybe it's the movies.
What movie?
The Runda Boots?
No, the Twister movies.
Oh, that's a good movie. It's a fun game too.
Yeah.
You ever play Twister?
Wait a minute. I think we got off track here.
Handy J, you got a joke.
Going into the joke. How do seashells stay clean?
I don't know.
Anybody?
Spit on them.
Oh, you gotta give him that huck too and spit on that thing. You get me?
No,
they wash up on the beach.
Wah, wah, wah. That's the sound effect.
Yeah.
How about this? Why does James Bond love to barbecue?
Because he's hot.
Because he has a golden gun.
No, because he has a license to grill.
I should really know that one.
Yeah,
I should really know
that one's rated G.
Was it
great
for good?
Great,
grand,
and good, great, grand, wonderful,
wonderful.
Wasn't there a dad joke I sent you guys in the group text that I was supposed to say at a podcast episode? I can't remember what it was,
dude. You drop stuff in the group chat and then you ask us 20 minutes later. Hey, does anyone know about this? Yeah, you answered your own question 20 minutes ago.
There's 100 messages. You're like,
there won't be 100 if you stick with them.
You know, stick with it.
You know how old people go and read the morning paper?
No.
That's what I have to do with the group text. I have to sit there in the morning and grab my coffee and be like, let's see what the guys said today.
grab my coffee and my butterscotch. Let's read the text messages.
Werther's Originals.
There was 130 missed messages on my phone after a work shift because you guys kept talking back and forth.
I don't say a lot in there.
See,
were talking.
Yes.
You were all talking about the tailgate. And and I was like, do I need even to read this? Because you all figured it out.
That's how I feel all the time, every time.
I think so, I gave a thumbs up and I'm like, I'm good.
We need to do a TLDR on the text messages now. So we need to have
what's a TLDR?
Too long, didn't read.
Okay.
The letters match up in that too.
I had to make sure I said it right first. You sound like you couldn't see it. It was my whatever.
Okay.
We passed 2 minutes.
I got 30.
Fuck you.
Fuck you. We're past 2 minutes. For those watching on TikTok as we stream live, 3B Sneaky Pizza account. For YouTube, we have to, for the first 2 minutes, not use any
swear words,
expletives, or swear words.
Yeah. If I say fuck two more times,
that's 46 fucks in this fucked up room. Mean. And then after 2 minutes, we could just be like, fuck you.
Yeah. I do got to bleep some of them after the 2 minutes, though, because there's too many in like, confession. Yeah.
I celebrate. Celebrate some of those words, and I apologize.
It's okay.
Especially when you say, oh, I got to bleep that out, and I just keep going.
Yeah. Yep. Mm. Yep.
It's
you got to push the envelope.
That's life.
Right? Yeah. Well, yeah. Those are the words that color my life.
You know, same. The more you swear, the less stress you have.
If my life was a movie, it would be rated PG-13, but only because of the language, not for any sexual content.
Sneaky Pete, what's your favorite swear word without saying it?
Well, that's dumb.
Let me think what it is without saying it.
Let me telepathically tell you.
You know, it's this one.
The F word, the S word, the C word. Well, the C word's a tough one. That's a hard one.
Well, I like to combine a few of them. Like cockfuck. Wait a second. Hold on. The guy that edits the episodes is just giving me the great. Because he knows I'm going to have to edit that out. All right.
I'm going to leave it. Fuck it.
Yeah. All right.
I mean, we might lose monetization that we never get. So, you know.
Yeah. Whatever.
We might gain monetization.
Yeah, yeah, maybe.
Yeah, I never know.
That's true.
We'll hit the cockfuck algorithm.
Hey, that was pretty fun, that last episode, huh? With Tailgate.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Got to meet Jeremy Littell on Kick-Ass Beef Jerky. See his vodka right in front of my...
Yeah.
There's still some right left.
Yeah.
The horseradish.
Unbelievable. Yeah.
I still got some beef jerky I confiscated, too.
Yeah, man, we have to give a huge, huge shout out to him. He brought so much stuff for us, like to enjoy the group. Everybody, we had a great time. He brought all the Bloody Mary bar, beef jerky, like
pickled treats. Everything.
I have pickled eggs in my fridge right now because of Jeremy.
I'm glad they're in your fridge and you didn't eat them before the podcast.
Oh yeah,
well, I had tacos and hot sauce before the podcast.
Wonderful,
so. Well, great. We also had Ty and Michelle there.
Yep. Yeah, Ty and Michelle.
They were great. Garcia.
Yeah.
Oh, so great. Social media influencers. Michelle.
Michelle, what is she famous for? Tell me a sound that's better than this.
I can't. How in the world? It's crazy. Crazy.
Because social media is crazy.
It goes to show you sometimes the most simple, menial things that you record and put out there
can
blow up. For instance... My viral video of 3.2 million views is just a video I stole from, I think, Instagram, because I thought it was funny, of a trumpet making fart noises in pudding.
In pudding.
That's all it is.
There you go.
It
was pudding? I thought it was refried beans.
That could be refried beans. I didn't taste it.
Yeah. Oh, I wouldn't taste it either. Yeah.
That probably is refried beans. Parts and that now the video makes sense finally.
Yeah.
Man. I kind of want pudding now that you're talking about it.
Are you guys on the TikTok too?
I got banned.
Yes,
you got
banned.
Oh, what'd you get banned for?
Hold on. Unexpected item in the bagging area.
What just happened?
I don't know.
Oh, something happened. But anyways, what happened? What, you got banned?
So TikTok's super sensitive to certain words.
Yeah. Got it.
And I may or may not have
You said it.
What was the word that you used?
No, I can't.
We're TikTok live right now.
Oh, okay. So does it start with a C?
It starts with an F.
Oh, it starts with an F?
What?
A? No.
Bart?
No, it.
Oh, I know. Oh,
yeah, G. It starts with a
got
G.
Got it. You, G. Oh. Yeah, that's a no-go.
Gaseous.
With rainbows.
Oof.
Oh, yeah. Rated G rhymes with gray.
See, back in my day, that was just like something you tossed around.
I mean...
Now you can't.
Yeah, just like the R word, too.
It was
G-G-S-G. I still toss that word around.
Hey, did you know you can say it on YouTube now?
We can,
really?
Really?
Very rarely. It has to be in certain contexts. But
because
yes.
I sure yell it a lot at work.
Yeah?
It is Pride Month.
Wait a minute. Wait, we're talking about the R word. You're going to the G word?
Yeah. I thought we were still on the G word.
No, we moved to the R word.
R word, R word. A flame retardant.
Yes.
Yes.
Flame retardant.
That's the one.
Yeah, that's the one that you can use on YouTube now.
I don't think we can use that one on the TikTok live, but we'll call it flame retardant if we have to.
Sure.
Yeah. Yes. Full flame retardant.
you never go full flame retardant.
Yeah, because it only blocks it for so much, you know, because, you know, eventually something's going to burn. So you can't go full flame retardant.
At some point, it'll just get too hot.
Yeah, at some point, it'll just get too hot.
What an intro.
I just got a gift from Dirty Duck Coffee.
Nice.
Ooh.
I wonder how dirty the duck is.
Ooh, a glitter badge you got.
I don't know what a glitter badge is. Thank you.
I don't know how tech works, but yeah. But, well, so you got, you know, are you on the TikToker?
Yeah.
What's your biggest TikTok video? What's it about? It's probably something dumb.
Actually, the one guy that got to film a video at the tailgate, tell us about it.
I made one with Michelle and did her...
You cheated. You tagged. You tag teamed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that's smart.
It a collaboration.
That's what collaborations do with.
Tell me a sound better than this.
That's my line.
But that's my bloody...
Influencers.
Right. How'd it do?
It's
it tanked.
Okay. No. Yeah. It's it's got like 7,000 views. But it's not my biggest video.
What's your biggest one?
My biggest one was the flyover at the draft.
Oh yeah. Sure.
Yeah.
I was sad that the repost of that with the better audio didn't
I know.
Go bigger.
Yeah, it's at 11.2.
Wait, what was the repost with the audio? Near far where
No. So a guy looking up and say helicopters. Hell yeah.
What are you looking at?
Helicopters. Hell yeah. When another guy comes in, what are you looking at?
Helicopters.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
There was a repost of that?
I reposted it with the different audio, and I mean, it still did okay, but not anywhere as the other one.
10,000.
That's pretty funny. Wow.
My biggest TikTok video is a guitar feeding back.
Turn.
Darth Vader shit.
Oh my god.
I have all these super talented musicians come in with like shredding and singing their ass off and just amazing tone. Like literally they can compete on The Voice. And my biggest TikTok video is a guitar feeding back. And that's it.
There you go.
Dumbest shit.
Simplest, dumbest things that can make viral.
Right?
Weird.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like a farting pudding.
Kind of like these hats that say here for the gangbang.
Where can you find those?
For sale on TikTok shop or triplebnation.com.
Cool.
15% off everything right now. And here's a secret. It runs through July 5th. So we've got
America.
Promote it. We got some cool stuff.
July 5th.
I got a shirt that says here for the wieners.
No, wait. That's the wrong shirt.
Oh, no, not the one I'm wearing.
Oh, the way you were like, I have a shirt that says I'm
this
here
one for here says we'll work for tacos and HJs. What the fuck are you throwing at me?
What? When is this coming out?
Wait, what's an HJ? Never mind. I don't know.
That really depends on you now, doesn't it?
Ah, okay.
What's a ZJ?
If you have to ask, you can't afford it.
I got it. We'll bump it up.
All right, cool. Can I say Blumpkin or no?
I think so.
Okay. Sure. You know what that is, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Our friend Vic Ryder has been trying to get one for his birthday for the past 8 years from his wife.
No shit.
Yeah. Oh my God, you guys.
I even put
he always posts that I didn't get one this year.
I even put it in the Triple B calendar 1 year, you know, Blumpkin? On his birthday. And 319-NIN, she will not give him a Blumpkin.
Oh, that's surprising, to be honest.
I learned about that from a friend of mine. Yeah.
Yeah. You know what an upper decker is?
Yes.
Yeah. Sorry, buddy.
I've done it before.
That's crazy.
What? Oh, that's I've heard this story. Let's let's not go there.
We're not going to do that story.
But we could.
No, we're moving on to what, summer?
Yeah, well, I mean, it's just kind of loosey-goosey for this one, but rough outline summer activities, bucket list activities.
Bucket list.
What's something you want to do in summer that, you know, is on the bucket list?
I would like... Oh, can I go first?
Yeah.
Oh, I would like to not have to take a work phone call for 3 days.
In a row?
In a row.
That's... No. Well, I guess it's bucket list, so yeah. Stuff that'll probably never happen. Okay.
Yeah, it would be really cool to have like 3 full days off.
I feel that. I feel that, no shots.
What if you just turn your phone off?
Oh, that would stress me out worse.
Then he loses a lot of money.
I would rather know something's going bad than not know.
Got it. All right, who's next?
What? Me?
Yeah, summer activity, bucket list item.
Ooh, like something I haven't done before?
Not necessarily.
Just what I'm doing this summer.
Yeah, we can do that.
All right. Well, for starters, I haven't gone to Greek Fest in a while, and I'm excited to go tomorrow with the Home Depot girl.
All right, that's the next thing.
That's the next topic. Right.
Why don't you go last? That'd be a great segue.
Yeah, I love Euros. I love
so Handy J. What's on you?
We're gonna come back to you.
Hey, Scooter, what's up? Yeah, Scooter says he'd like to have 2 days off in a row. Big Scooter was on?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I feel you, brother. I feel you. We still got to do a lunch someday. We need a couple of rain days in a row.
Yeah.
All right.
So I'm actually crossing something off of the bucket list this summer.
Mm. Your deck.
Yeah, well, yeah.
Yeah, we all got those deck picks. Yeah. I'm glad you trimmed the bushes so it looks bigger.
Well, thanks for the deck pick.
The deck pick that you sent.
Yeah.
Yeah, you
really
posted
looked,
it all over the internet.
Yeah,
your deck is everywhere.
Everyone's seen your deck.
Seen your deck,
and it's. I mean, it's not impressive, but it holds its own.
Yeah,
it's a little miscut. Oh, never mind.
It's unproportioned, but
yeah,
most decks are.
My deck will bring a lot of people.
I don't think a lot of people have seen a square.
A lot of people are going to come to my deck.
There's not a lot of square decks. Usually, they're a little longer on one end. So, I just.
All right. How do you know?
But he has a square deck.
The chat here in TikTok says that your deck is average at best.
Ooh.
I mean, take it. That's good.
It is average. It's a simple deck.
I've never seen a square deck. Can you show me your square deck?
I mean, I derailed that whole thing. Go ahead. Go ahead, Handy J. Let's hear what your bucket list is. That's my fault. I take full responsibility. This is why I don't go on camera.
No, it's all good. It's all good.
We should show the world Handy J's square deck.
I'll put a picture in.
Yeah, we'll get it.
Now, let's get it. Here we go. All right, it's a square deck. There it is.
Yeah.
Can we like pretend we're looking up at it?
Actually, it'll be all over us.
Ah, his deck's on my face.
I'm really curious. Perfect. Perfect. Handy Jam, just really curious why there's nothing underneath your square deck. Because usually you have...
How come you're not anchoring this bitch?
You usually have a good base, you know.
Yeah, usually there's a couple things
there's
underneath.
There's some stones underneath.
It's literally sitting on top of the concrete patio that was there originally.
Huh.
Well, what are you going to do in winter? Just leave it there?
You and I both have different designs for decks.
The deck will shrink in the winter.
Yeah, when it gets cold, that deck tends to shrink.
It'll shrink. Yeah, because
put spaces in between the boards so there can be movement.
Josh, thanks for
that. Is
that
how they do it? Okay. Huh. Well,
yeah.
Weird.
It's not my first deck.
No shit. Really?
How many decks have you had in your time?
I have built probably 4 or 5 decks in my. My life.
Really?
Yes.
Use your hands with these decks?
Hands, tools, nails.
Oh, we're bringing tools and nails.
How many of your decks just came as they were, naturally? And then you had to...
Jeez. All right. You know what? I'm going to cut that off.
What? I'm just asking.
Do the record thing. Screech. All right. What's your bucket list item for the summer?
Oh, boy. I'm seeing a concert at Red Rock in Colorado.
Hey, there you go.
Okay. Yeah. All right.
What concert?
Seeing Lindsey Stirling.
Oh, the fiddle player.
She's playing with the...
Herself?
Oh, my God.
Her fiddle?
No, the Denver Symphony Orchestra.
She's not playing on a square deck.
I bet she would love my square deck.
How much is where are your seats, first of all?
I don't know, in the middle-ish area.
How much does that run you? What do tickets to Red Rock cost?
300? No. It was like 100, I think, a ticket.
Oof. Oh, that's not bad.
That's not bad at all.
We paid 300 for fucking
Eric Church.
Well, for Eric Church and for Green Day.
Oh yeah. We gave you paid a lot for Eric Church, and then I paid a lot for Green Day and Fall Out Boy.
Well, you guys were right down in like the pit.
Area.
Yeah,
we don't mess around. To. Yeah. That's why we're at Cherry Pit Studios. Duh,
in the pit.
Okay. The pit.
We should do that again. I think Eric Church should do another tour.
I can't afford that anymore.
Oh,
well. Plus my hearing is all messed up. You'll have that on those bigger jobs. So Red Rocks.
Yeah.
How red are the rocks?
They're pretty darn red.
Oh, I've seen pictures.
Red.
Red Solo Cup.
Did you know that Cherry Pit t-shirt has been pictured in the Red Rock Amphitheater?
Very cool.
Did you guys see the post that I shared on that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Instagram.
Yeah. Or, yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. No, I follow you. No, you don't need to be on Instagram.
Are you going to wear my shirt over there?
I'll throw it in the suitcase.
Thanks. Appreciate it.
All right.
Oh, it's going to turn into a J-rig.
And then when Lindsay Sterling meets you, she'll say, "What's Cherry Pit Studios?" You'd be like, "We have to see my square deck."
I'm not doing the meet and greet.
I've met her. She's all right.
How much is the meet and greet, though?
That I don't know.
Probably 400.
So, Sneaky Pete, what is your bucket list item?
I just want to survive. honestly.
That's on your bucket list?
You know what would be really cool? Hear a noise.
I believe the ice machine is having some problems.
Speaking of ice machine icing, I do need another drink.
Literally just going to say the same thing.
Yeah. You want to fill me up there?
Sure. Do you need more ice too?
Yeah.
Yeah. More ice.
Earned Brandy.
We're going to act like a barn filled to the top with ice.
Honestly, I would love to take a week off and go see a baseball game.
Yeah. Just one?
Yeah, just one for sure.
Like a local one or like go somewhere?
Well, you should probably be on your mic, but you know, whatever.
He said Chicago.
Yeah, there's a couple of things planned. Let's see how those work out.
I'm going to Chicago soon.
I don't get a lot of time off at my job, but.
I feel that.
Yeah, right? If the week had 9 days in it, you'd be working 9 days a week.
Yeah, Chicago and St. Louis to see baseball, right?
Yeah, we'll see.
Well, I mean, I thought that was the plan.
Wait, the plan.
But I also plan on...
Are you guys going to Wrigley?
No. Fuck that
Wrigley?
Place.
Ugh.
We're going to go see the White Sox
and the Royals.
I'm going to be at Wrigley on the 18th.
On purpose?
Yeah.
Gross.
I've never been there, but one of the clients I work with, they're big Cubs fans.
Are you going to pee in the trough?
They got troughs?
Yeah, they used to always have piss troughs. Yeah. I think they still do.
A lot of places in the South got those with the piss troughs, you know?
Yeah, county fairs have those too.
Yeah. Not here.
Well,
we have Pork Johns.
My county fair had them.
Oh, up north there, eh?
Way up north there. Oh, yeah. They also had the best cheese curds in the three county area.
Nice. So anyways, back to the topic.
All right.
Which is your bucket list.
What is on your bucket list?
I think it's your turn, no shots.
No, he did his.
Oh, he wanted the 3 days off.
Legitimately just having 3 days off.
Oh, yeah. I felt that. Yeah. So is it my turn now?
It is your turn. Yes. What is on your transition
guy
bucket list?
Yeah. We're going to use yours to segue.
All right. Summer bucket list this summer. I don't have a lot of time because my schedule is really fucking full. And, hey, Home Depot girl. I have to get one. Sorry. All right.
This is a $10 challenge.
I love you. Thank you. Bye.
Oh, this close. Come on. Try again.
I don't have another one.
Yet. All right. Transition.
It's your dream that you're doing this to.
Oh, Lord.
Anyways. So. Hey.
Jared from Wisco Dive Bars is in the chat.
Hey, Jared!
Barron's Brandy.
Where is the bottle of it?
It's right down there.
Barron's Brandy.
Yes.
Barron's Brandy. Get yourself fucked up. It'll put hair on your schnuts.
All right. So
what's up, Keith?
So this summer, I love camping. I haven't done enough of it. Like, it's my favorite thing. I love camping. I love fishing. I love all that stuff. I'm Fago! Super.
He got the Fago soda. Oh, let's
not go with this. No. Don't go back there, guys.
Oh, God.
No, don't do it.
We are not. Okay, so your bucket list, camping?
Camping, more fishing. You know, I'm probably not going to get to do it, but if I have a band reschedule for a day or two, I'm literally disappearing. I'm going to be like, dude, Kendra, Rylan, you're coming with, you're not. I'm going. We're gone. Like, you know.
Where would be your ideal location?
One of my favorite places to camp is High Cliff up in Oshkosh.
Oh, the Oshkosh area up north there, yeah.
Devil's Lake is good. Yeah. But I just like High Cliff better. And Mirror Lake, super calm. The thing I like about High Cliff is you got the big lake you can fish too on the pier, so you don't have to worry about just catching a little tiny fish, you know. But even the last time I fished there, it was all bullshit fish. It was just sheep's head. But, you know, I don't know. Yeah,
I play that card game along with cribbage.
I got a spot for good largemouth bass. Mouth bass.
Yeah.
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 Yeah, we're going up to Paul's.
Uh-huh.
All right.
I got 18-foot, you know, pontoon boat.
Oh, all right.
Ooh, pontoon boats are fun to drink on.
Party bar? Yeah.
Yes, they are.
Of course you'd say something about drinking.
Everybody can catch something. STDs.
Handy J's catching a buzz.
Handy J's definitely catching a buzz.
Yep.
He's the one that drinks all the time. Yeah.
Wait, does he have the resident? I'm going to get you a trophy. It says resident drunk.
There
hey,
you go.
Hey. And Mr. over there has taken it.
I'm going to get him one that says resident drunk. If you ain't first, you're last.
Ricky Bobby?
What? He's the one that's taped beers to his head to finish.
I did that?
You did Edward 40 Hands on a podcast.
Yeah. Oh, that's right. I remember that.
I don't even remember that.
We got to bring a clip of that up. You have to.
Oh, my God.
It's somewhere.
We'll have to. You know what? That's like and subscribe and go find the clip. Yeah.
I think it's a Thanksgiving clip.
Was it?
I don't know.
Or that was the one with gobble gobble and you kept drinking.
Gobble gobble. I remember that. Every time we say Thanksgiving, he gobble gobbled.
Yeah.
That was 2 years ago.
Oh, man.
We've been doing this shit too long.
Yeah. Well, anyway, camping, whatever. And then
Fago Cola.
My favorite.
Sponsor us.
Yeah. Yeah. My favorite thing ever is the Wisconsin State Fair.
Yes.
Mm. My favorite thing ever. I always take at least a few days off. And like, there was one year I took the entire week off, even though I went like 2 days, you know, but just like unwind, go to the fair, bring the kid, bring the family, go as an adult, listen to music all night, get drunk, you know.
Eat things on a stick.
Be responsible, Uber home, you know.
So, we didn't Uber home last year.
Anyways,
the last time I went to State Fair with Rockstar, his car door kept opening every time we took a turn. And I was like, dude, your door keeps opening. And he goes, yeah, it does that.
It does that from time to time.
Ejectocito, cut! Is this in the Beamer?
No.
It was the Corolla.
Yeah. I was like, I am never driving with him again.
I remember that.
And then I'm like, where's your seatbelt? You're like, oh, it must be behind the seat because like your seat's folded down or something. So I'm sitting there like, doors open.
no seatbelt.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was
hold the other door and you won't slide out that door.
Yeah. Well, every turn it did it. I was like, that's ridiculous. Great.
That's funny. Well, what had happened was. So there I was. Well, I had this Corolla, right? Or it was my Uncle Mark's. He passed away. When I had the car, he was still alive. I believe he was still alive. So this car was the best car I've ever had in my life. Best car ever. Cheap as fuck. I bought it for $200.
Because all your passengers fell out. That's why it was the best car.
Hear me out here. It was stick shift, all right? So I learned how to drive stick. Uh-huh. And when you learn how to drive stick... You don't want to learn how to drive stick on a $20,000 car. You want to learn how to drive one on a $200 car.
Sure.
You know what I mean?
Sure.
This thing, if you ran it without oil for a year, I swear to God, it would keep going. You know?
Probably not, but yeah.
But you know what I mean. I get it. You get the idea.
So it sounds like the perfect car. So if you take a girl out on a date and then you're going back to her place and she's like, we're not going to do anything. Let me just
let me just take this right-hand corner.
That's horrible.
Bon voyage, bitch.
That is horrible.
Tuck and roll, grandma. Oh.
Just pull out the pickle.
Oh, God.
Pickle Rick.
Yeah, no, the Corolla was great.
Pickle Rick.
It was a 1992 Corolla. It was more rust than gray color.
Yeah.
It was like literally rusting apart the whole car. Yeah. I replaced the brake lines. It's one of those, you know, back in the day when you're a kid working on cars, you're like, brakes, you know, brake lines. So those go all of a sudden you're at a stoplight. It blows out, you know, because they rust, you know.
That's actually that happened to me in my old Dodge.
Yeah. Then you take your vice grip and you just crimp it and you never fix it.
Well, you know.
Save it for tomorrow. I mean, as long as it ain't leaking.
What about festivals? You were talking about
Greek Fest. Let's hear about that.
No, I haven't been to Greek Fest in a long time, and I want to eat some gyros. And
Love gyros, man.
I have like a bunch of Greek friends because my dad grew up in the Greek restaurant business. He owned one, co-owned one, and then he's got friends that he's, you know, grown up with for his whole life, and guitar players, musicians, you know what I mean? Like, there's a lot of really cool Greek people in Milwaukee, you know?
It's a great community.
What's
the best gyro you ever had?
Easily. This is via my dad. He brought me down to this place called the Parthenon in Chicago, and they closed down. So, the Parthenon in Chicago had this thick-cut, really nice, seasoned, tasty gyro, and it was great. But second best Milwaukee area, I love my Oakland gyros, man.
Oh, jeez.
I love it. It's great. 4 a.m.? Fuck yeah. You know?
My favorite, the best I've ever had, was in Detroit.
Yeah?
In Greektown. You were there.
That was my first.
That was your first? Yeah, the chicken gyro.
Really?
Yeah.
What the hell's a chicken gyro?
It's the same idea. They season the meat, the chicken instead of lamb. So.
And it was super good.
Uh-huh. They're good. Gyros are good. I love you.
I feel I've been missing out. I never had one.
Why not? I don't know if you'd be open to trying one.
What?
You don't like onions?
Yes, I do.
No, I'm talking to him.
Me.
Oh.
I've never had one.
What?
Okay, so then I don't feel
as bad.
What
are you doing tomorrow?
What are you doing tomorrow?
I am busy.
Oh.
Greek Fest. You brought that up. Milwaukee is such a great city for festivals. The big one, Summerfest. Question for you.
Is it big still?
Well,
yeah. People go to it.
They have big guests at the venue.
Is it still like the world's largest music festival?
I don't know the exact details. I would think so. But I don't know. I don't have facts to back that up right now. I know it's huge. I know it's plenty of people go.
They've changed it over the last couple of years. So I don't know if it's still the same because now it's just weekends instead of...
They used to have a 10-day stretch.
10-day stretch was the best thing, I thought.
Yep.
There was so many people that I knew that came from all over the world that could just come for 10 days. And now you can't do that.
Right.
You know, which is fine.
They make it more of a local thing instead of a worldwide thing, which I think they're losing out on.
Yes and no.
I mean, they were losing to begin with.
And they're like, attendance is low on Tuesdays. Well, I like going on Tuesdays because there's not a ton of people. And I get to hear a lot of good free live music.
Yep.
Sure.
Last time I was at Summerfest, I shit. Never mind.
You can't start like that and not finish that. Mr.
I shared
Paul.
A porta potty. Let's just put it that way.
You shared?
Yeah.
A porta potty.
Yeah, she said. I stood.
You double.
What?
That's not a double decker. Hold on. Wait, that's not a double decker.
No. Like,
do we know who this is?
No, it was random.
Okay.
So you're like, okay, we'll go together.
Wait, who was sitting and who was standing?
She was sitting. I was standing.
Okay, well, just.
Hey, not everyone sits to pee like you, all right? It's okay.
I said that already.
I know. I'm talking to Handy J here.
What is going on?
It was a long line, and she was like, can I skip you? And I said, no, but you can share it with me. And she said, okay.
No fucking way.
Swear to God, dude.
Did you get some honor?
No. Well, there's always splash bag. Those things are...
Dude, Jesus.
What the hell are you doing?
Into the mic.
What the hell are you doing?
I'm just saying it happened.
How long ago was this?
Oh.
Is this PA?
Was this pre-gingivitis?
This is probably, this is
This is like a Waukesha apartment?
Years ago? Yeah.
Okay, okay. When we were young
yeah.
and dumb.
Yeah,
it was. PA it. Means pre-wife, so.
Got it, got yeah. it. Yeah.
Ah, all right. Yeah, you were crazy back then, man.
Yeah. Well, I, back then.
He did shots.
I didn't give a shit.
Oh, yeah.
That's true.
Now he's, no shots.
Yeah. Oh,
yeah.
My God.
Yeah, there's a reason. There's a reason.
Yeah. I share a pair of porta potties, apparently.
Yeah. So.
Yeah, it was just wild. Old,
like, long line.
The in between the, you know, target zone or how that.
Well, you know, like the they have
the triangle.
They have the box, right?
They have the. Well, yeah, no. She has a box. Yeah. No.
Box.
Okay. Yeah.
So the porta potty, there's the where the guys stand. Oh, you got
the porta potty.
Porta potty.
Yeah.
No.
You got the pee box.
No. Yeah, you got a pee box.
There's a pee box on the left.
Oh, yeah, 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 yeah. Yeah. Okay,
yeah, and then it trickles down and goes into the toilet, and then she sat on the toilet.
Oh, she saw your thing. Both inches of it?
Yeah.
Nice.
What, she saw it? Sure.
Okay, so in hindsight, this sounds way grosser than it actually is. It's literally just two people sharing a pissing spot.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah, except for, like, literally.
Unless she was just dropping ass.
Worst position to be in because, like, my pee had nowhere to go but there. So, like.
Well, so what?
And
there's no splash bag.
There is splash bag.
No. I was going to say, it was probably a very strong flow.
Yeah.
So it's hitting that and just.
Dude, even if you weren't peeing, she would still get splashback because she's peeing herself and there's splashback.
All right. Okay. Can we stop breaking this down?
I'm telling you the truth.
All I got to say is that was the last time I was at Summerfest.
So okay. It's been a while. Yeah.
Oh, man.
I've been there a couple times. I performed there, you know, obviously many years.
I've watched
whatever.
You perform there.
Yeah. Thank you guys for coming and watching me perform.
I have also.
Yep. So that may not may or may not happen again. I don't know. We'll see. So trying to get a band back together.
We're getting too old for that shit.
No, not yet.
You aren't, are you?
What, going to Summerfest or getting the band back together?
Getting the band back together.
No, look at him. He's in his prime.
Guys,
he's not in his prime. He saw that picture of him he sent to the group chat. I'm like, he looks like he's 70 years old.
No, the prime picture, the one. No.
Oh, that picture.
I don't mind you guys making fun of that.
I got that.
I don't mind
Bazooka Mike.
I don't mind you guys.
You are my fire.
Oh, that one's funny.
You guys have so
my one.
Desire.
You're gonna show the picture, aren't you? On the
it's already
yeah,
up
it's
there.
Already yeah.
there.
Yeah, it's there.
Yeah, it's there.
Dude, own it. That's a great picture.
Yeah, that's good.
You should be proud of that. By the way, I follow this girl on TikTok.
Fuck you guys.
Very nice.
You're not wrong.
I follow this girl on TikTok, Mac O'Brien. She's in a country/rock band, and she's going to be playing Summerfest first time. She's an up and coming.
Was that artist. The girl you were telling about
she was at the Brewer game too. She didn't get a chance to stop by, but yeah. Okay. So
cool. Where's she playing? What time?
Don't know. I'll find that out.
And all right, find that out.
Try to get that in. Hopefully this airs before Summerfest.
Where's she from?
Wisconsin.
Oh, the area? Okay, cool.
Don't know if the area, but Wisconsin. She's a Brewers fan. I think she's from Wisconsin. I don't know. She was down at Wrigley, and I'm like, ew, gross.
Yeah.
Cubs are gross.
Oh, it is.
Hey, speaking of country artists, can I tell you guys about this country artist I've been working with recently that has been taken off?
Eric Church, yeah.
No. How old is the girl?
I don't know.
Does it matter?
Well, that...
No, I'm just...
She's younger. Well,
in the music industry, kinda, I guess, but not really.
She's old enough to drink.
As long as she's got a hell of a voice, it don't matter.
Yeah.
You know? Look at Lainey Wilson. She's like, what, 40?
Dude.
30?
She participated in the Summer Olympics and lost that donk.
What?
What? Anyways.
So, Summerfest, the outline is completely gone at this
point. Outline's gone. Sorry, guys. We're gone.
Yeah, we're gone. We went... Sideways.
This is what happens when I'm not behind the camera.
What can I say?
Lady Wilson's 33? Holy shit.
Wilson's 33?
I thought she was older. I'm not going to lie.
Oh, man. Wow. She used to have a dump truck.
I'm going to get castrated for saying that.
Yeah. Well, yeah. No. Lady Wilson's going to come on our YouTube channel and be like, I can't believe you said that.
Yeah.
I'm unsubscribing.
Then we'll go viral and then we'll all be
well, first famous. We have to tag her, then we'll have to see if we go viral.
You know, I like personally, I've been listening to 90s country a little bit more. And Jody Messina liked one of my comments, and I got I just got all flustered. I was like, ooh.
Did you get bricked up?
Yeah, both inches. And anyway, Summerfest.
Pete, hold on. Before we go there, have you listened to the country artist Nate Holland I've been working with recently?
That sounds really familiar, actually.
Have you listened to his stuff?
I think I've heard his stuff, but you sent it to me after. I'll definitely listen.
Can we pop a clip on the thing? I know this is gonna be a hard one for you.
We would need his permission.
There's a lot of things on here.
I'm a co-writer. We're good.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah. Fuck it. I own the song.
What are we going to do? What are they going to do? Take our monetization away that we don't have? I say that.
I can, it's easy for me to get written permission if need be. Well, YouTube asked me for that once.
It's not weird. It's not
monetization. Is it for our music that we use?
It's not monetization. Monetization.
Yeah. It's not copyright flag.
It's copy. Yeah.
Yeah. I know.
I got in trouble in one of my reels with that. They're like, we're muting this because you don't have permission.
Oh, yeah.
It happened.
I'm like, I got the song from your own app.
Catalog, yeah.
Yeah, well, okay.
So can I tell you guys about the Nate Holland thing?
Sure.
Okay, this is a great fucking hometown story thing. I had this guy about 2 years ago come in. He's a country guy. He's got a country voice, you know? And his friends are like, you're really good at country stuff. You should go record something. He calls me up. He goes, hey, my friends say I'm good at country stuff and I need to record something country. And I was like, cool, what do you got? He goes, I don't have anything. Can I just like do a karaoke track to like Find Dirt or something like that? Or Buy Dirt. Yeah, Dirt, right?
Well, hold on. That's him?
No. He did a karaoke track.
Karaoke of it.
Yes. Can I play you his karaoke track?
Check this out. This is Nate Holden. So
that's karaoke, but he hits it great. He hits it great.
So I had this guy come in the studio, and his name is Cody, and he used to play guitar for a band called Lake Effect, like super awesome hard rock band, like comparable to like The Heroes Lie and Shine Down, that kind of genre.
I like how you put those in the same category.
Yeah, Heroes, they are The not. Heroes Lie and Shine Down. Well,
genre, I mean, yes.
Okay. Yeah.
But
you can't put your own band in the same category as Shine Down.
That's what I'm saying.
You're good. Good.
We literally opened for them. What the fuck is wrong with you?
You opened for Shine Down at Summerfest.
Yeah.
I was there. He was there.
I was there.
Yeah.
And so, it was a good show.
Yeah. So, and it wasn't his first time.
Yeah, that was a different band.
Yeah, right.
But I'm saying him. Him.
Yeah, okay. Anyways, that's not a laughing matter. Anyways, go on.
Right.
So, moving forward, Nate Holden. This guy comes in and does a karaoke track, and then I had this guy, Cody, that plays for Lake Effect, and he's a, you know, hard rock guy. He's like, yeah, I'm leaving my band because those guys practice in, you know, Wisconsin-Illinois border. I'm from Fond du Lac. It's like a two-hour drive to rehearse. And I got a family, I got a job, it's, you know, it's just time for me to take a break, but I still want to record. I love music. And I'm like, all right, cool. What do you got? He goes, I want to do some country stuff. And I was like, all right, let's go, you know? Mm. So he comes in, he lays down this song, you know, little demo, whatever. And I'm just like, oh, sweet. I was like, he's got some magic going on here, you know? And I was like, go in the booth and sing the song. Cody goes in the booth and sings the song. I was like, you're never singing that song again, ever. Like, it was so bad. So bad. And I was like, dude, I know a guy. This guy did some karaoke stuff, you know, about 2 years ago. He's a truck driver. And he's got a country voice. Are you okay with that? And he goes, yeah, let's go. So now we have a writing team. We're developing this guy. His name is Nate Holden. He's doing really well, man. He got 12,000 organic spins in like 30 days on his first single.
Nice.
That's pretty good.
We didn't spend a dime. And then after that, we're like, well, let's spend a dime, you know? Let's see what happens on the next one, you know?
Sure.
And
this is music on the TikToks.
Can I play you his latest single?
I don't know.
10 seconds.
10 seconds.
10 seconds.
You know the song owner.
That's true. Wow.
So his first single was called She Said. And it was just traditional country, you know, kind of.
I like traditional country.
You want to hear it?
Insert clip.
10 seconds of it.
Ten seconds.
Fine. You can cut it accordingly. That's fine.
No. We're not gonna put the. Well,
you're gonna give me.
Him.
You're gonna give me the thing, and then I'll put it in.
How do I play this fucking thing?
Both inches. Oh,
yeah. No, I like to keep a quarter for myself.
Just keep in mind, sometimes.
Jesus.
Sometimes, just the tip and balls deep are the same thing.
Here we go. I don't know if this is the final mix, but there's probably a better mix out there somewhere.
A shooting star up in the sky. She's my everything.
He's got that voice, don't he? And
everything in between.
Not bad.
It's definitely country.
Yeah.
It meant everything to me when she said.
So that was the first single.
That, all right.
For some reason, went like Spotify viral. We didn't spend a dime.
That's that like that.
With Spotify for like 12,000 spins in like 30 days or whatever. And I was like, what the heck is going on here? I was like, well, boys, we got to keep the ball rolling, you know? So we did another single. We did Middle of Nowhere. That one's doing great right now. Just hit over 20,000 spins. And he's got 2,000 monthly listeners. Guy drives a truck. He's never played a gig in his life.
Yeah, does he have a TikTok?
He does.
He needs to use his music on his TikToks.
Yeah.
And promote it that way too. I mean, there are so many artists that it's free. And once that song catches on, it just blows up. Not like a bomb.
Boom. Can't say bomb on a plane. Right.
What?
Can't say bomb on a plane.
Oh, on a plane. Good thing we're not
bomb
on a plane.
Bomb, 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 bomb.
I'm thebomb.com. Yeah.
Nate Holden's taking off. He's doing well. Nate Holden. So
cool.
Right. Nice little thing. So.
Mm hmm.
Close, no cigar.
It was good trajectory.
All right, what's next? Wrap it up or?
Oh, yeah, what do we got?
Finally wrap this one up.
Wrap her up.
Where are we on the outline?
That was out when we said the seashell joke.
No, that's on the outline.
Yeah,
I wrote that joke down.
That was the first thing
on the outline. I read it.
Well,
I read the email.
Keep it. I want to point out. As well, besides Summerfest, Milwaukee is known for German Fest, Festa yes, Italiana, yes. Irish Fest is pretty big.
Pride Fest.
Bastille Days.
Bastille Days. Bastille Days.
Yep. All the Frenchies.
Yep.
Festa Italiana,
we already did.
Festa Mexicana.
Festa Mesquia. That's what he said.
As well as live music, like I think every Thursday, Jazz in the Park down at Cathedral Square.
Sure.
Yeah.
Chill on the Hill in Bayview.
Yeah. I mean,
summertime in Wisconsin, Milwaukee area. Well, it fucking rocks.
Yeah. Menominee Falls. Thursday night, Falls Amphitheater. They got music every Thursday, I think, is it
amphitheater here?
Is Waukesha still doing their Waukesha Friday night thing?
Yep. Nope. I don't know. Right? No, I don't possibly. Know. Okay. I gave you four answers.
I think it was called Friday Night Live.
And then, like, you know, you have patios where they'll have live music as well.
Yeah.
Ooh, beer gardens. Beer gardens.
Explorium just opened their new beer garden at Wauwatosa.
Hey! Yep.
At the Wauwatosa.
We have to.
They have a very large space there. It's nice.
Yeah. We should plan that, like, sooner than later.
Shout out to BBB, Brenda, the beautiful bartender.
Oh. What the fuck was that?
I don't know what that noise was.
No idea.
Maybe I'm fully torqued.
No, that was weird.
Yeah.
I've never heard that before in my life. I've
never felt that before.
I think that was my tooth.
What?
Your tooth?
Are you serious?
All right.
The hell's wrong with your tooth?
I was trying to give a shout out to the bartender down at the Explorium pub there.
Wait, are you actually serious?
I'm dead serious. Do you have a dead tooth?
No. You know how you have that whistle sometimes when you talk?
I get that when I get drunk.
I think that was me. I was just breathing it.
You're just breathing. All right. No shots. Are you okay?
No.
We know.
Right? I'm not okay. My glasses are fogged.
Yeah, Exploring Brew Pub, though. Exploring Brewery. Mike and Joan.
Yep.
Yeah.
Man.
Double.
So Double. Great. Oh,
great fuck. People.
I really want to shoot another episode with them. It was so much fun.
I want to smoke. I went down there.
They invited us out, by the way.
Cigars. Yeah, they invited us.
We need to do this.
We got to do a mobile one, and then we got to do a Saturday where we do all of the
brews. But yeah.
Yeah.
You guys can do that. Well, we got to plan it. Without Sneaky.
We'll get you there.
Nah, I'm good.
Figure it out.
So, but that's really, we talked about. I mean, my last thing on this outline, what family gatherings is it okay to drink at?
All of them.
Is this a family gathering?
So let's list a few. Kids' birthday party.
Make it quick. I got to pee. toss me a cup.
Funerals.
Yes.
Drank at my grandpa's funeral.
Easily.
Bar mitzvahs.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
What?
Weddings?
How
about a dry wedding? Is it okay to bring your own?
Yes. We did that. Or you go to the parking lot and do shots and then go back in.
Home Depot girl and I did that because her grandma's wedding, she was 80 years old, got remarried. I had a flask in my,
I had like a whole bar in my trunk and I was serving people at the dry wedding.
Yep. You got to be that guy.
Yeah.
How about a baptism?
Yes.
That's a celebration.
Celebration of
A gathering, a family gathering. You're at church. You have your flask. I mean,
you turned water into wine.
There you go.
I couldn't answer the question. I haven't been to baptism in a while.
How about this one? So I asked this question in my friend Webby's live the other night, and I took notes. Alcoholics Anonymous graduation party.
Yes.
that means you've graduated back to
So that means you hit a milestone and you're celebrating. Is it okay to bring alcohol to that if your family members celebrate sobriety?
Absolutely not. But if you do, you do it in secret.
No. 100% out in the open, you tempt them with it because that's going to show how committed they are.
So no, shotgun and beers?
That is the wrong answer. That is the wrong answer.
And I will die on this hill.
That is the wrong answer.
Imagine if he brings all his friends from Alcoholics Anonymous we're sitting there shotgun and beers. We're like...
What? You guys want to have a drinking contest? Oh, we win!
Man.
Do you guys want a coin?
Oh, no.
All right.
You guys
gotta do the coin.
Y'all are crossing a line here.
You're playing quarters with the eight coins? Come on. You know
Who's got next? Let's go!
You guys remember Pogs? I got AA coins, boy.
Dude, no. Right.
No!
On a serious note.
No. Oh, damn.
Alcoholism is a serious disease.
Yes.
We do not condone all the fuckery that we just talked about.
Raise your hand if you're an alcoholic here.
No, alcoholics get help.
Raise your damn hand.
We're professionals. It's
alcoholics
different.
Go to meetings. You guys don't.
Yeah. I prefer the term professional drinker.
Here in Wisconsin, we are professional drinkers.
Yeah, that totally...
I'm going to have to put the alcohol helpline on the bottom of this.
Yeah, you are.
God damn it.
Yeah.
It's not cool ever if you have a friend that is going through the program and trying to become sober. It's not cool to tempt them with alcohol.
No.
Even though that's what we just talked about because we're idiots.
It was
a joke.
We're just dumb. It was a bad example.
It's a bad joke. We don't do a lot of bad. Actually, we do a lot of bad jokes.
This is why I don't come on this side of the camera.
We love you on the side of the camera.
Yeah. Too wild.
Normally, No Shots yells at us without yelling. Yeah. Without yelling, he goes, "No, don't do it."
Anyway, guys, pick up some merch, triplebnation.com, TikTok shop if you're watching us live as we record this. Are you guys okay? All right. TripleBNation.com. Your support allows us to continue doing fun stuff like this.
Fun stuff.
We got awesome patch hats. I love these hats. So
yeah, they're good.
And we'll have a hat press very soon. Thank you to Wooden Rust on TikTok. Awesome dude in California donated us a hat press so we can make more hats.
Hell nice. Yeah.
So thank you for that.
Press the hats.
Yep.
We wrap it up?
Wrap it up. This has been another fun-filled episode of Triple B Nation Presents
Bacon Bits.
I'm Sneaky Pete along with
Rockstar
Andy J.
I had a joke about wrapping it up, but no shots.
And just remember, folks, every 60 seconds, a minute passes in Africa.
Wieners!
What the fuck?
Yay!